Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the tribute show of free speech because we are tributing a very free speaker today, Mike Rivero. He will be joining us. But first, we have to show for RBN. Send badly needed fundage. Where do you send it to? Make out the check or money order or what have you to RBN and send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719. Mike or Julie or whoever answers the phone will take your money with gladness. Okay, this is part two of the Patrick and Jeremy Show, and we are doing our tribute to Mike Rivero, who after I don't know how many years is he is, at least for the time being, pulling the plug on his RBN show. He will continue to do his what really happened dot, it's both .com and .org, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got several different names, but what really happened .com is a good way to reach it.
Yeah, not to be confused with what really happened to the cicadas. That's a totally different site, which I will be starting up soon. Okay, and we have Jeremy. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, so the way Patrick and Jeremy's show works is, like, Jeremy does the work. He does the planning for the shows, usually. And sometimes we stick to the plan and sometimes we don't. But where are we going, Jeremy?
I thought that we could cover that darn man-caused global climate change. I wanted to get both of your takes on that. I'm a third positionist on climate change, but first, Mike, what's your whole take on the climate change?
Well, my whole take is it's another classic government hoax where they take something that happens normally and naturally, declare it to be an emergency, and then offer to sell us a solution. And the fact is that climate is always changing. It's never been stable. The climate was changing long before humans arrived, and it'll go on changing long after we're extinct.
Okay.
All right. Patrick.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with any word that Mike just said. I do think that humans... Oh, and by the way, all of these countermeasures that get proposed by the government, by Bill Gates, they're insane and or have completely ulterior motives. But having said that, I do think that humans have a massive impact on the environment, including potentially the climate, certainly local climates. I mean, if you cut down part of a rainforest, then everything, all the area downwind from the portion that gets cut down is impacted. The rainfall will decrease and the local climate changes. I think the basic premise of higher CO2 levels having some sort of impact on the retention of heat by the atmosphere, I think there's something to that. But here's the main thing. If you were pulled over by the cops, by a cop, okay, and he said you were traveling 10 miles over the speed limit, so I'm going to have to castrate you. The proper response isn't, I wasn't going over the speed limit, or you know, going over the speed limit's impossible. The proper response is, the hell you're going to castrate me. And so they do these things, whether it's, you know, COVID, whether it's climate change, where, you know, with COVID, they were shutting down the economy. They were forcing us to take these experimental gene therapies with climate change. I read AOC's resolution on the Green New Deal. I read that on my show a few years ago. And she's talking about empowering marginalized communities, indigenous people and homeless folks and whatever to work out the problem. I mean, it was just completely insane stuff. And I am sometimes bothered by the response being rather than what you're talking, you're proposing crazy stuff. You're proposing crazy stuff, you know, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's sprinkling pixie dust in the air to reflect sunlight back into outer space. Rather than talking about the crazy stuff they're proposing, saying, oh, there's no such thing as man-made climate change, or there's no such thing as a virus, right? That kind of bothers me. Because the thing is, what if they can somehow prove that, well, actually, human activities do change the climate? Then do we accept all those crazy proposals? And of course, no, we don't. One last thing I wanted to say was also, I mean, how sincere really are they? If this was such an existential threat, if they really believed it was such an existential threat, then why don't they make it the top priority? Why is their top priority, doing things like wars, which obviously wouldn't have a good impact on climate change according to their theories, or importing unlimited numbers of third worlders into first world countries where they're going to have a bigger footprint? Why don't they make it? If it's really that existential, if they really believe it's so existential, why do they do all these other things that would have an adverse impact on it? Why isn't it their top priority? That's my take on it.
Well, let me step on in here and remind you that every single living thing alters the environment around it just simply by being alive. We humans, we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide. Plants will breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. If you look at the geologic and paleontological history of planet Earth, you'll see that it has changed dramatically over the eons by biological activity. When Earth first cooled down and the oceans formed, they were actually green, and it was the emergence of life in the ocean that eventually turned it to blue. And it's a process that's ongoing. But some of the claims that have been made are clearly propagandistic. Al Gore saying that the poles would, the Arctic would be ice free by 2013. That came and went. Some of the stuff coming out from Greta Thunberg, who has not even finished high school, but claims to be an environmental expert. The reality is that, you know, there's a funny story. When Al Gore first started coming on out with this whole climate thing, there was a staffer in his office who did a simple calculation and said, you know, we can negate all the carbon produced by humans if we just plant more trees and stuff. And he was promptly fired. And now, of course, we have, you know, massive deforestation going on to make way for windmills. What's the point of that? Well, the point of that is to sell windmills, to sell electric vehicles, to, you know, and you've got Biden now out there saying you've got to give up your gas-powered stove to get an electric stove. And, you know, it's all about selling you a new product that you do not want to try and keep the economy going. But if you look at photos of places like Sydney Harbor, the Statue of Liberty, taken 100 years ago and taken today, you will understand that this claim that the ocean levels are rising is complete nonsense. And that's, of course, reinforced by the fact that a lot of these very rich climate activists, you know, like Al Gore, have bought homes right at the seashore. And it's the Hegelian dialectic, you know, create a crisis and offer to sell the public a solution.
So as a third positionist on this issue, of course, I'm a Christian. I believe in the creator and God. And I do think that since the Industrial Revolution, there's been an effect on the climate. However, you know, volcanic eruptions, solar flares, these what you guys as agnostics might call natural activities, I would say they were put in place by the creator. can reverse or accelerate any of these processes at any time, and they're totally out of the control of humans. So that's sort of my position on it, and I think we all agree that the governments of the world, specifically of the West, have demonstrated quite clearly that they do not care about their populations. For the last 100 years, they've demonstrated this, and this whole, you know, green agenda is just another way of gaining means of control of the populace and money. So I think maybe we can come to a synthesis on that.
Well, we definitely can. And there's one more thing I would like to point out. The primary determinant of climate on Earth is that big ball of fusing hydrogen up in the sky. And the fact that the Earth's orbit is not stable over periods lasting, it's about 20,000 years, the Earth's orbit goes from circular to elliptical, then back to circular. When the orbit is elliptical, following Kepler's laws of orbital motion, the Earth spends more time further away from the sun, and you get the ice ages. When the orbit goes back to circular, the Earth spends more time closer to the sun, and you get the interglacial periods, which is what we're in right now. And, is the world warming? Well, we're coming out of the little ice age, so a little bit of warming might be expected. But until the Democrats can change the orbit of the Earth, there really isn't anything they can do to stop the climate from changing.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And you mentioned that the climate and the environment has been very much shaped by life on Earth. And, of course, life on Earth now with 8 billion people is it's different. The activities that are going on now are different from a couple thousand years ago. And the idea, honestly, I think the idea that you wouldn't have some sort of change is almost far-fetched. The idea that you could stop some sort of change with all this human activity, I mean, to me, it seems like it's something, to the extent there's going to be change, probably you're just going to have to live with it. I don't know how much mitigation can really be done, and to the extent mitigation can be done, they're not, I mean, like I said, with the wars, with the mass immigration and everything like that, they're not serious about real mitigation anyway, to the extent it could even happen, to the extent it would work. One last thing, I do want to ask, where is deforestation happening for wind turbines? Because, like, I see big wind, like, between Chicago and St. Louis and southern Illinois, there's this enormous wind farm, but it's over agricultural land. I've been to wind turbines.
That's a good place for it. Well, no, there are some places in Europe where they've literally cut down forests to put up the windmills. They try and site the windmills where the winds are going to be favorable. Unfortunately, that's also the birds' migratory routes, and so a lot of birds are being killed by those spinning blades. A big problem with the renewable energy is you can't guarantee the sun is going to be shining or the wind will be blowing, and there is still no solution for large-scale, long-term storage of electric power at this point. And so total dependence on windmills and solar panels is going to be a bit problematic. Right. And I understand that the human population is very, very large, and it's always going to be a problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But we're seeing the effects of overpopulation with the surging homeless problem. The immigration problem is being encouraged to try and dilute and demographically change our country. But there are a lot of people out there, and there have been covert programs to try and limit that. There are some people who think the recent COVID vaccines were intended to partly sterilize the human population. There was a big stink some years ago following National Security Study 200 when the free typhus shots that were being given out in Africa were found to contain sterilizing chemicals that rendered women infertile. So this is something that the governments have been covertly doing for some time. At this point, it isn't working. But they're already talking about how the birth rate in the United States is starting to drop dramatically. Now, part of that is probably economic. Young couples aren't really financially secure enough to have children. But there are already suspicions that these recent COVID shots are interfering with fertility, both in men and in women.
But
That's sort of where I'm at with the COVID agenda. I think it was for depopulization. But really, I think they're targeting, you know, white Western civilization in this. I mean, they say they want to decrease population, but then they move, whether it be, you know, South American Catholics or whether it be Somali Muslims, they're moving them into Western countries at an alarming rate. And those people are breeding like crazy. It's the white birth rate.
And they're not being vaccinated. If you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy, dumb, uneducated people are easier to control by a government that lies than people who have critical thinking skills.
Well, yeah. So with the reproduction, I was not too long ago, I was actually in South Korea, which has the lowest, and I hooked up with Ryan Dawson, as I mentioned off air, and it has the lowest birth rate in the world. Its fertility rate is 0.8, so the average woman has less than one child, which is really, really low. And Japan's is pretty low, like 1.2, 1.3. Singapore's low. And then places like Italy are also extremely low. Now, I've heard Japanese politicians say, well, we should look at places like France and Sweden, where the birth rate's closer to two, the fertility rate's closer to two. But what they're not factoring in there is that among the native white population, the Swedes, the native Swedes, the native French, it's just as low as anybody else. It's just as low. The Muslims who have immigrated there have high birth rates, and this is what you're seeing here. When you've got the Central Americans, you've got Muslims or to an extent Africans who immigrate to the United States, they're having big families. The native born population, particularly the white population, aren't. And the thing is, I don't want to get too much into racial stuff, but there have been all these tests done, like personality kind of tests done, and whites, Europeans, and East Asians, they tend to think towards the future, and if they don't feel secure about the future, they won't reproduce. Whereas, blacks and Muslims and, especially people from tropical areas are much less like that. And they will reproduce regardless. That's how it's been. I mean, the birth rates in most countries have been falling, even in Muslim countries, the birth rates have been falling. Pakistan's not low. It's still like maybe 3 point something. Bangladesh is 2 point something. India's is, at 2 point, fertility rate of about two is a stable population. Most of these countries have come down. But the 25 countries with the highest fertility rates are all in Africa. And the current program seems to be, as they overpopulate Africa, just let them into Europe. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. We don't have to dwell on it, but I thought I'd throw it out there. Gentlemen?
Yeah, the various religions, too. I mean, white Catholics seem to have gotten out of this thing where you throw birth control out the window, but Catholics from south of the border, they're very staunch in their beliefs, and I think along with the racial stuff, the genetic programming.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Ready.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Out the window, but Catholics from south of the border, you know, they're very staunch in their beliefs, and I think along with the racial, the genetic programming, you do have religious beliefs, just like Muslims, you know, usually have multiple wives and very large families, so you've got that factor to throw in there too. But at any rate, I don't see how you can get away from that. It's purposeful genocide of white people of European descent. Patrick, what do you got? Or take it to Mike.
Yeah. Well, let's get to Mike. You don't want it?
Well, no. I was basically just listening to the two of you, and you know, it is an important issue. We do know that there are these covert programs to try and sterilize people. In the case of National Security Study 200, these efforts were aimed at the Third World out of concern that the populations of these countries that the U.S. wanted to exploit could grow large enough to militarily resist us, and they were using up all those natural resources that were coveted by multinational corporations. This was all done under the Nixon administration. When Gerald Ford came into office, he learned about this, and he rescinded it as official U.S. policy. But I don't know if it's been reinstituted since then. I would tend to think so. Now, whether COVID is part of a population control agenda, I've heard that, and it does seem to indicate that there is damage to reproductive systems. but I'm still working on the presumption that the COVID vaccines are the result of immense greed and scientific recklessness blended together, and that it's actually the worst medical goof since thalidomide. And I'm not really sure there's a nefarious purpose behind it, other than that COVID itself appears to have been a byproduct of the development of biological weapons of war being produced at the Wuhan lab and several labs inside Ukraine.
I have to stop you for a second. I've heard you say so many times the worst medical goof since thalidomide. And why isn't it worse than thalidomide?
Well, you know, it may turn out to be worse than thalidomide, but people, they understand what that means.
People don't understand what it means. I barely do. I mean, it was a sleeping pill, right? It was a sleeping pill that women were taking.
It was a tranquilizer. Fortunately, it was never approved for pregnant women here in the United States. But it lost the approval vote at the FDA by just one vote. I mean, that's how close it came. But it caused an epidemic of hideous, severe birth abnormalities. And, you know, it was all traced back to that. And if you look back at the history of modern pharmaceuticals, there have been so many drugs introduced to the public that are then later recalled despite being FDA approved. I mean, the whole business is being handled so recklessly. It's all driven by the profit motive. And I think the COVID vaccines were just more of the same. I'm not convinced that there really is some kind of a nefarious plot behind it. But like anything that happens in society, politicians will take advantage of it. Never let a crisis go to waste.
No, I never let a crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel, right?
Yes.
This is pretty much my way of thinking. And I know on RBN and outside of RBN, there are a lot of people who think there is a master plan. And I'm always pushing back on that. I think there's lots of plans. And I think sometimes amongst powerful people, consensuses emerge. And I do think that consensuses emerge amongst Jewish elites and, you know, Jewish networks more easily than in other areas, because they have ethnocentrism and nepotism and tend to be looking towards ethnic interests. But even among Jews, I don't think there is a singular plan. But Jews and the elite in general, but Jews in particular, you see this process of different proposals or policies, agendas being talked about and discussed and debated in academic journals and other things, and it's not limited to Jews. And in regard to COVID, for instance, I think there are a lot of agendas involved. Some people will say, "Oh, this was all planned out in advance using computer simulations." I think there are a lot of agendas. I don't know, and frankly, don't even care that much where it came from. I've heard you talk often about a drop test tube. There's a lot of things it could have been. I tend to think it also could have been released purposely in China. Ron Unz tends to think the same thing, released purposely by the American military from Fort Detrick, Maryland, or Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But regardless of where it came from,
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
It was purposely by the American military from Fort Detrick, Maryland, or Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But regardless of where it came from, there were a lot of people who took advantage of it. And maybe, you know, maybe there are some people who knew it was going to happen. But even if they didn't know what was going to happen in advance, how many weeks, how many months do you have to do you require in order to roll out an agenda that benefits you? And the last thing I'll say is all through 2020, Jeremy and I, when we were talking about this and talking about the shutdowns and the social distancing and the masking, all in the name of flattening the curve, we kept saying it's almost as if they're trying to keep this epidemic going on long enough for them to roll out a vaccine. Remember that, Jeremy?
Yeah. We also noted that they were building a social, political, and economic structure, infrastructure to be able to control people, and that you have to put something in your body in order to function. And, you know, the mask.
Right. Yeah. You have to comply. They were building the infrastructure of a totalitarian police state based on your compliance. And in this case, compliance meaning injecting yourself with an experimental gene therapy. But right. You know, the infrastructure could be used for compliance with all sorts of things.
Coming full back to the climate thing, I mean, that was something that was talked about in fall of 2020. They looked at these graphs look at these graphs. And they're like, wow, look at how much the carbon dropped during the lockdown. Do lockdowns periodically to benefit the climate. So they can easily roll out whatever agenda, and they have the infrastructure in place.
Yeah, and they started something like that in Oxford, England, where they're doing some like semi-climate lockdown, where you could only drive, 15 minutes or something. I probably heard about that on What Really Happened. Do you recall that, Mike?
Yeah, I do recall that. And there's been a lot of talk about climate lockdowns, to save the planet. The New York Times, I think, came out with an article a few days ago that it might be time for, timed blackouts, planned blackouts to save the planet, and just a lot of nonsense like that. And one of the problems I see is that a lot of these so-called solutions, they sound really good in a soundbite, but they don't really... Nobody seems to consider the real long-term consequences. And the example I like to use is we're talking about war with Russia and China. At the same time, we're loading up the military with basically affirmative action hires, blacks. We're promoting blacks just because they're black. We're promoting women just because they're women. And all this wokeness is creating a military that lacks any kind of cohesion. And to be an effective fighting force, you've got to have, a great deal of trust and understanding of each other. And it's at cross purposes with this idea of going to war. But nobody seems to really be thinking about that. And ideally, under, perfect world, the president is supposed to maintain that overview of what is best for the nation as a whole when he's judging between competing interests and agendas. But, of course, our current president right now is eating ice cream and selling us out to Romania and China and Ukraine.
Well, I can't wait till he sells us out to China, because I – as I often say, I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews. So hurry up with that sale, Biden. It's funny. It's also true.
Yeah, it is.
No? Okay. We try to have fun.
Well, my father's from Shanghai, so, I'm kind of biased in their favor anyway.
Well, I mean, China's bought up some farmland. They bought a factory up here in Wickliffe, Kentucky, and actually started people out at $19 an hour and totally improved the place. So, I mean, I don't see a Chinese invasion or any kind of aggression. I just don't think that's realistic. I think that's Sean Hannity, Fox News tripe. But I think they do definitely want to dominate economically. And who knows? Maybe they'll come in and build a bunch of factories. Anyway, yeah. Patrick, what direction did you want to go?
I think the Chinese want to, they like being rich. And I don't even know if it's so much that they want to dominate. But if the Chinese get rich, and there's so many of them, they will dominate.
Viktor Orban over in Hungary has said China has already passed by the West in terms of manufacturing and economy. And they do want to be rich. I mean, Chinese New Year, they're saying Gong Hi Fa Choi to each other. It literally translates, may you be rich.
Yeah.
They love their money.
They want to be rich and have happy life.
Well, and I'd like to be rich. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah, good for them. And it's amazing. They've done so well. I went to China in the 1980s, and it was so poor. When I'd be invited into people's houses, there was no floor. There was dirt, everything was poor. Roads weren't paved. It was, and I literally saw in Chongqing. Which was formerly known as Chongqing, there were people living in caves by the Yangtze River. They were living in caves. And those were probably coveted residences. And now, I mean, they have, like, if you look at a list of the tallest buildings on Earth, you know, a third of them or a half of them are in China. And it's just, it's amazing. I'm sure there's still lots of problems. You have to have growing pains if you're growing that much in 40 years. But it's amazing. The thing is, the Chinese are they're people who have a long history. They've got a lot of accomplishments. They're a lot of smart people, and they had a couple of bad centuries. How long can you expect that to last? And how long do you really want it to last? Would you really want the largest nation on Earth in terms of, you know, population? And they are a real nation. I mean, you know, not like India, which is just a collection of different ethnic groups. The Chinese are a real nation. Do you really want them to be poor and groveling in dirt forever? You know, it's going to happen. They're going to be successful, or the whole world's going to, you know, maybe we'll all die in World War III. But if we don't all die in World War III, I think the Chinese are going to be successful. Does any of this make sense? I know I'm not blowing your mind. Jeremy fell off for a second, so it's just you and
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, China has made tremendous strides in the last few years, and the reason they're doing very well is they manufacture products to export. So new money comes into their system that they are able spend on improving the lives of their people. And one of the reasons the United States is in decline is back in the 1980s, these MBAs who had become CEOs following World War II really didn't understand the companies they were running because they hadn't grown up on the floor, as had been the case before World War II. And so they decided, you know, we don't need to get our hands messy. We'll just offshore the manufacturing. And the tax code was actually rewritten to incentivize sending manufacturing tech jobs overseas. And what that resulted in, of course, was we didn't have any more money or didn't have as much money coming in from other countries. So the government set up what they called the service economy, which was this ludicrous idea that you could prosper a nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee. And that certainly opened up new taxation opportunities for the government. But again, we weren't making all that much that went out of the country to bring new money in. We were basically weaponizing the U.S. dollar and pillaging other countries with that, and which is why everybody's joining BRICS now. Now, they're trying to get manufacturing back in. The Craftsman Tool Company, Stanley Black & Decker, built a plant in Texas to manufacture tools here in the U.S., and they failed. Because we've forgotten how to make stuff, and we're seeing that even in our weapons that we manufacture, which are getting, you know, destroyed over in Ukraine, much to the embarrassment of the defense contractors who are trying to sell those weapons to other countries. We've lost that skill, and China has it. They're not going to let go of it. All these countries that benefited from having technology transferred to them, they're not going to make that mistake and send that technology back to the United States.
You said something interesting that we forgot how to manufacture. And one of the things that was going on in 2020, in particular, with the corona apocalypse, as I called it, they shut down. They told everybody to stop working. That just seems so insane. People got used to not working. And, you know, if you're not working, you're losing skills. My dad had a heart attack when I was a kid, and it took a couple of years to rehabilitate. Well, imagine how much the computer industry changes in 2 years.
Yes.
And getting into it was really, really tough. If you send people home for, 6 months or whatever and say, oh, you don't have to work, just stay home, they're going to lose their edge. How wouldn't they? Hey, Jeremy, you're back.
Yep. Apologies, I had a phone call, but we're still on China and manufacturing. You know, if we had serious people in our government, we would go at least back to a protectionist status and bring factories back and do some sort of fair trade with other companies, which is why I think that particular wing of the Trump platform was so appealing to the populace, you know. But we don't have serious people. Well, they're serious, but they're not serious about our good. They're serious over making money on these other countries. I think that's what the whole aggression with China is, right, over Taiwan, because now China's benefiting from Taiwan and the U.S. wants to benefit from it instead and not lose that economic stronghold that they had over it. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much accurate. And, you know, that's basically the motive for a lot of U.S. wars. I mean, we went into Iraq not because Saddam Hussein actually had weapons of mass destruction, but we wanted the oil. And the U.S. currently is actually stealing oil from Syria.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I know Trump had ordered U.S. withdrawals from Syria a couple of times. I read somewhere, maybe it was Wall Street Journal, that, you know, they just failed to obey the orders and then finally came back to him and said, yeah, but we're stealing their oil. And Trump said, oh, well, okay, you know, we're stealing their oil like you suggested. And he said, oh, well, okay, then, something like that. Anyway, hey, can I switch gears for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So I heard your Monday show, Mike, and you know, you were talking about the various futures of the United States, and you were talking about, you know, sometimes you feel kind of down about things.
Yes.
Now, Jeremy is a Christian, and part of his, he does weekly shows where he's reading scripture and whatnot. And I know, you know, you've talked about Claire and her activities in her church.
Yes.
So is it okay if I ask? And I'm agnostic, but Jeremy's working on me. Can I ask you, are you a Christian?
No, I am not. I don't. You know, I think there was actually an individual named Joshua around who the legend of Jesus was built. But I do not think there is any God or gods out there. I don't think there's an afterlife. And, you know, but I'm a quiet atheist. I don't go around screaming there is no God, because I know a lot of people find a lot of solace in their religion. And while some religions have been used for bad purposes, like, you know, Jim Jones and so forth, around here, you know, religion, the churches are the glue that really holds the community together and provides continuity. And unfortunately, Claire's church just went through a major upheaval over the issue of LGBTQ. And the United Methodist Church wanted to be open and accepting, and the church that Claire had been going to didn't agree with that. And they held a vote and disaffiliated from the United Methodist Church. And so they're setting up a new United Methodist Church in this town called the Noel United Methodist Church. And that's where Claire is doing right now. She still does functions at the old church. In fact, she's over there now meeting with a group that offers support for families that have family members dealing with dementia. And no, the Bidens are not there. But she's very heavily involved in that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a philosophical question. Go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I was just telling you, Mike brought up a very astute observation there about the community that he's in. I love Santa Claus, Indiana. I used to go there every year when I lived in Owensboro. I was a recruiter for the Air Force.
Oh, and, okay.
We went to Holiday World every summer. And so much better than Six Flags. But just the atmosphere and the people. And I think as this, as these big cities collapse and the federal government, it's very important that we are in communities like that, that we build strong ties. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Mike. I mean, you know, because of America's, you know, Christian overall Christian worldview that when it started, I mean, that's still retained in these areas like Santa Claus, like Mayfield, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Or even in Rend Lake, Illinois. And these are the areas that you want to be in when the S hits the fan.
Yep. That's the one thing about this part of the country. The people are genuinely good and very conservative. A lot of American flags out in front of houses around here. And
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race. They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yep, that's the one thing about this part of the country. The people are genuinely good and very conservative. A lot of American flags out in front of houses around here. And, you know, it's politically much more comfortable than when we were in Hawaii, which was getting more and more hardcore liberal by the day, and actually was very stressful.
So Go ahead.
I built great alliances with my sheriff and school board and town councils. And, you know, I think that's very important, too, to have some sort of local law enforcement on your side. And we did not let the BLM protests happen here. We didn't go with the COVID stuff, that wasn't really enforced in this area. But yeah, go, Patrick.
Okay, we only have about 3 minutes left. I just thought I'd take this out. So regardless of personal feelings about the truth or lack thereof of various religious doctrines, you know, I've known some atheist people who were very well adjusted. I've known some who weren't very well adjusted. But for an entire, do you think an entire society could be atheist and be like sustainable? It's a question. Because I don't know.
A society is based on shared assumptions, and those assumptions very often are religious. But I think you could have shared assumptions about morality without having a religion to back them up. I consider myself a very moral person, and I think if we just all agree on certain, you know, rules, that we can have a functioning society. But again, you know, we have freedom of religion in this country, which also means freedom from religion if one chooses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Only about 90 seconds left. Jeremy.
Well, I just want to say, if I could sum up this whole interview in the last two shows, it would be one word. That is classy. I appreciate you coming on, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I look forward to doing it again.
Well, we would look having you come back again. So, and really, sincerely, thank you for everything that you've done for RBN and for free speech and for edifying the American public and the world public as to what's going on, as to what.
Well, thank
really
you
happened.
Very much. Thank yeah. you.
Okay, and thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Patrick. Till next time.
Shall I stay classy?
If at all possible. I know it's a struggle, but try to hang in there.
Okay. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.